Welcome back to the Rick Smith Show. Now, here is Rick Smith.
So the real entertainment, as I said, the real entertainment has been watching some of these school board meetings. The folks who, you know, just 6 months ago couldn't figure out how to help their kids with fifth grade math are now, you know, PhDs in virology and epidemiology. These are the biologists who now they understand, they know it all, and they'll be the first to tell you they know it all now, because they saw it on Facebook, the research they did, and while it's interesting to watch and it's fun to watch the spectacle, sadly it's dangerous, and we've seen brawls, we've seen all kinds of threats. And it's not just, you know, in crazy places. You know, right here in the state of Pennsylvania, we see the same kind of thing going on. And it's one of those crazy things, which is why I've asked Cyril Modulesco to come talk with us. Cyril is a freelance columnist for the Bucks County Courier Times and the Intelligencer. Cyril, thanks for taking time for us.
Hey, thanks for having me on, Rick.
So, like I said, I've been watching some of these school board meetings with great interest. As people have throw their temper tantrums and come up with some very quotable things like, my daughter has such a beautiful smile, I don't want her to cover it up. And I'm covered in the blood of Jesus and I can't possibly get sick. A lot of good quotable stuff, but a lot of insanity and a lot of threats and a lot of stuff going on. It's something you've been working on.
Yeah, it's been something I've been tracking for a while. I mean, you know, the problem is like Bucks County is like fertile ground for right-wing extremism. You know, we're one of the counties with the most people arrested at the insurrection. We have QAnon folks running for school board. The Andy Meehan, who ran against Fitzpatrick in the primary, was a QAnon follower who also actually runs the voter education and outreach organization in Bucks County. So, you know, across the board, we're seeing that extremism, but it's escalated now because of the work of, like, you know, the progressive community. So on the one hand, you have this, like, right-wing radicalism that's just kind of growing in Bucks County, but you also have a vibrant, flourishing, and growing progressive movement. And a lot of people have kind of been doing the work to kind of, like, expose this extremism so that we can kind of, like, confront it and deal with it. And one of the things we found out is that there is a local militia that wanted to interject itself into the Central Bucks school district meeting on Wednesday. And the group, the Proud American Patriots Network, they identify themselves as 3%ers, right? So, you know, just to give you a rundown of who the 3%ers are, you know, the Southern Poverty Law Center says they're one of three core components within the anti-government militia movement. And the reference to 3% stems from the dubious historical claim that only 3% of American colonists fought against the British during the War of Independence. There's been six people arrested from the insurrection that were 3%ers. And so this is very dangerous, right? I mean, they are armed. They're preparing for battle. I was able to get my hands on screenshots of their training manual. And in the manual, you know, this is what they're telling people, right? This PAPN militia or paramilitary group.
Right.
You know, they want to produce a combat-ready unit that responds rapidly to known suspected enemy activity and defeats that enemy. There's information about sniper operations, headshots, reconnaissance, surveillance, intelligence gathering, enemy harassment, et cetera.
Yeah, but here's the thing, Cyril. None of this stuff's new. I mean, this went on for all the last 4 years under the former guy and was percolating during the eight before that when Obama was in the White House. I mean, you go back and you look at that march in Virginia that they had, what they called a lobby day, where you had all the people dressed up in their military costumes with their guns claiming that they were lobbying. That wasn't a lobbying day. That was a show of force. That was a military exercise to go, hey, look what we can do. That was kind of their coming out, in my view.
No, absolutely. And you're right. Like, even like the radicalization of the right here in Bucks County, I mean, you know, I haven't been tracing it forever, but one of the earliest instances I noticed was back in 2011 when the founder of VDARE, which is a white nationalist anti-immigrant hate group, came to Newtown, Pennsylvania to give a talk with a local Republican group called the Thomas Jefferson Club. So I think now what we're seeing, like, it's always been going on. Just maybe it wasn't, people didn't feel as emboldened to be come out in the public.
Right.
But the danger now is just to, like, you know, it's become normalized. And what we're seeing is just like, you know, so this paramilitary militia group was going to go and kind of like, they were going to be part of this picnic, right, outside of the school board meeting. And they were going to stake out there from noon, you know, until 6:45 or whatever when it started. And, one of the groups, like, one, you know, I think there's two reasons why they're doing this. One is probably they see it as a recruitment opportunity because, like, all these, like, anti-maskers, people from, like, Reopen Bucks, they share similar values, right? So it would be a great recruiting event. And then I think, you know, it's also for, like, intimidation. So after I exposed this initially, before I dumped the docs out there, you know, the Reopen Bucks guy, like, came to this group's defense and said that I was a liar and that they had nothing to do with being a militia and paramilitary group,
right?
Which we know is just false.
Yeah, I mean, but here's the thing. I mean, you look at a group like this, they're just the evil Chucky-esque spawn of the Tea Party. All of this stuff, and I keep coming back to this, you know, the Tea Party, you know, they were the beginning of a lot of the really horrible stuff that's been going on, and it's just gotten worse and worse and worse. And now it's filtered down, with the Tea Party, it was, you know, going after Arlen Specter there in Lebanon, going, get your government hands off my Medicare. And it, you know, it's filtered down to now we're talking about assaulting and possibly headshots on school board members.
Yeah. And, you know, I don't want to say like that, that's why, you know, they were going there. But what I'm saying is, these are the types of things that they train for. So maybe they didn't see that as like, you know, as some kind of like battlefield. But, you know, Jesus, like, who are these people? Who are these enemies? Is it people that like want to follow like CDC guidelines and wear masks, right? Because, you know, what we're seeing is just like it's become so polarized and just so nonsensical. There was a group of doctors in Doylestown, local moms with kids in the school district, who organized a press conference. All they were advocating for was like a health and safety plan by the school district that did contact tracing as well as a required mask, especially for the younger students who are too young to be vaccinated. And so as this was going on, you know, you had people that were like the anti-maskers, like, Reopen crowd, and I'm not saying they're specifically from the Reopen Bucks crowd, but they're from that movement, that broader movement, which, you know, this militia group, one could suggest, is like the armed wing of it. Like QAnon is just like the completely delusional wing of the Republican Party. But these Reopen or these anti-mask folks were like yelling murderer to these people that were suggesting children should wear masks, like child abuse, just like completely unhinged.
Yeah, and you go, you know, how is it that our education system has produced these people who are really, like you said, unhinged? And I would argue a lot of it has to do with, the right-wing talk radio space for the last 40 years that's created this. But also, you get into some of these, these Facebook groups and some of these internet, dark channels. Where people who were, the anti-government, anti-establishment crowd, anti-society crowd, we've always had them. They've just now all found themselves. And sadly, a lot of them seem to have some military experience or fantasize that they had some military experience.
Yeah, no, I mean, the news that they're getting, if you would even call it that, or, the information that they're receiving, that's part of the problem. And like some of it's like from like traditional news sources, like, Fox News. But if you're like, you listen to like Fox, like all of their talk is apocalyptic, right? Like they're trying to destroy America, like the Democrats, right? They're trying to take our freedom, right? So when they put it in those terms and like each show, it's just like, if you listen to it all day, they just keep beating it over and over, beating that drum, beating it into your head. Like these people probably think like these, 3% or, militia types, and even like these people that are just kind of like screaming like murder and child abuse because they see like, practicing like prevention of like an outbreak by having kids like wear a mask is somehow like impeding on their freedom. And so like they're the freedom fighters that are out. And they're the ones brave enough to speak up and try to save us and do whatever it takes. And in the case of the militia, train what seems like they're training for like some kind of like impending civil war. Right?
No, not just training for. You know, here's the thing. I live in the center of the state. I live in the place where the war college is. People love war here. A mile from my home is a free gun range where they actually have, you know, military style exercises. And I know some of these people who, it's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. These are people who fetishize refighting the Civil War and redoing, you know, we're going to fix things right this time. And it's twisted and crazy and really dangerous.
Yeah, it is. You know, and just like another thing, like now, like what we've seen is just like with the way these people like approach like getting their information, like now Fox has become quote unquote too liberal, right? Like we had like the people for Trump, president, local business owner, has the ear of Brian Fitzpatrick, the congressman down here. He gave an interview with the Globe and Mail before the election. You know, and they asked him where he gets his news, and, you know, he said, like, Facebook, and when he was talking about, like, Fox News, you know, he was saying, oh, they're too liberal for me. So, like, Facebook is a source of news where, like, you can post anything, at least, and then more so previously, but you could post anything from, like, these fake news sites and these troll farms, you know, where the information, if you don't have, like, common sense or critical thinking skills, you know, you don't recognize that it's complete bullshit.
Yeah. Now, isn't the reality in this, and I've been saying for a long time, we need to hold journalists to an actual standard. We need to hold these websites who claim to be news, who put out these stories, to some actual standards. Is there a way? I mean, you're somebody who does this for a living. I mean, you're a columnist in a number of places, and I've seen your writing all over the place, and I think you do fabulous work. But is there a way to fight back, to combat that, if the consumer isn't, you know, knowledgeable enough or concerned enough to filter through, you know, the kind of sources that they're seeing?
Yeah, I mean, you know, a few things. One, you know, support local progressive independent media. And then two, I mean, you know, maybe like communities could kind of like give workshops, you know, like or have like some, you know, host some kind of like town hall, right? To talk about these issues and to give people the tools to help like recognize like which sites they should be wary of and how to identify these sites. Like if you're seeing a site where they're not listing like any of the editors or the writers there, but they're calling themselves like the Pennsylvania, you know, News and World Herald or whatever, you might not want to like take what they're putting out too seriously.
Right, and the author's Bobo 69 or something.
Yeah,
you exactly. Might not want to buy that. And look, if it seems so skewed, I mean, you know, I look at things on all sides. There's some stuff on the left that I go, yeah, come on, that's not even close to reality. You push that aside. And you said Facebook, and a lot of people are pointing to Facebook as part of the problem. Is that the problem? Because Facebook does some really interesting things, and that they want me to keep looking at Facebook. So if they know I'm crazy, they're going to keep feeding me the kind of stuff that's going to get me deeper and deeper and deeper into the rabbit hole.
Yeah, I mean, I think like the mainstream media can do a better job of kind of like being transparent and like owning it, like when they, you know, screw up. You know, because journalists are people, right?
Right.
Like shit's going to happen. They're going to get things wrong. But oftentimes you see like, you know, the papers just changing something and not kind of like making sure that there's this like very visible correction or making a point to make sure readers know that there was a correction. Or like even, you know, you could like harken back to the, you know, the coverage of or to the run up of the Iraq war. It's like the whole like, you know, Judith Miller, New York Times, her weapons of mass destruction reporting, you know, that we know it turned out to be all bullshit. And it was pretty much based on one source, Ahmed Chalabi, who's like a convicted felon that couldn't travel to Jordan.
Yeah.
So like millions of dollars. And I think, you know, those types of things are, you know, something like that with like the, you know, these blunders in the media with the way they kind of like cover some things, and then like the lack of like transparency and ownership when they do screw up, has created this kind of like loss of faith and trust in the media as an institution along like a large swath of the population, probably from both sides of the spectrum.
No, I'm with you. Something has to be done. But here's the other part of it. I go, you know, we've had eras of yellow journalism. We've had eras of being polarized, and somehow we've found some way back to normal. There's the optimist side of me that goes, maybe we're going to be able to do that. But I'm looking at, you know, the stuff going on. I'm going, I don't know. When you're talking about, you know, headshots for school board members, and look, I can't imagine that you haven't had your share of people, you know, threatening you either.
Yeah, I mean, it's stressful. And, you know, like these groups, they have like their little like digital brown shirts, you know, on Twitter that'll just kind of like go after you viciously and try to harass you. You know, and that's just kind of like, you know, part of the bullshit that you have to kind of like deal with and, you know, protect yourself from, you know, not just like for journalists, just for like, you know, any public citizens that just disagree with them.
Yeah, it's a lot. It's a lot going on. So the school board meeting is what, this Wednesday, you said?
It's Wednesday, yes.
So we're going to keep an eye on the news to see what kind of fun and shenanigans go on, and I'm hope you'll come back and share with us some thoughts on what goes on there, if anything bad happens.
Hey, Rick, I appreciate it, and I definitely will.
Good stuff, Cyril. I appreciate the time. Make sure you check out Cyril's work. We'll get some links out on where you can check out his columns at the Bucks County Courier Times and also the Intelligencer and also our good friends over at the Raging Chicken Press. I'll make sure you check out the work he does there. Quick break, right back. Stick around. You listen to the Rick Smith Show.
Saving work in America, one show at a time. The Rick Smith Show.